David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. Today, I'm very excited because we have our very special guest today. He's a hypnotist. His name is Ryan Christensen. And not only is he a hypnotist, he is part of our podcast community. He comes on a regular basis, and he does a lot of different podcasts to share his experience and his knowledge in hypnotism and related topics that go around that area. And today, he wants to talk about psychedelics, and he wants to talk about what it is, have a clear understanding so people, you know, because there is a lot of misrepresentation out there, and exactly how you could actually clear yourself from a lot of the issues that you're dealing with in your subconscious. And also, I wanted to mention that he also has a podcast on our channel. So if you go on his podcast, you'll see all his different podcasts, and he comes on regularly, so he'll be adding on more. Keep an eye out for it, listen to it, and if you have any questions, feel free to contact him. So if you like this video, please follow and subscribe, and we will love to answer any questions that you may have also. So Ryan, it is a pleasure to have you back on the show. I love the idea of talking about psychedelics. There's so many people out there that want to learn more about it. It's become a very popular topic, but as you know, when things are popular, there is a lot of misrepresentation, you know, a lot of myths and a lot of facts, you know, and people don't know which are which. You know, maybe you can explain to people first what exactly are psychedelics, and then we'll take it from there.
Sure. So first of all, I'm not a psychedelic practitioner. So this is stuff that I've experienced and worked with. It's not necessarily the profession that I do. So with that in mind, psychedelics are a group of substances that bring you into a really altered state of mind, right? Open up to possibilities, get your brain working in very different ways, and give you some really powerful experiences. Each one works a different way. Each one kind of has its own type of journey that it takes you on. And each one of them is going to kind of like break open new possibilities for you in all kinds of different ways, right? Mushrooms are going to do one thing. You talk about ketamine does another thing. Ayahuasca is popular. That's got a very different ride. So there's all kinds of different tools you can use to kind of break yourself open, open up new possibilities, and get some real deep insights from those different substances. And one of the beautiful things about them is they're going to take you on a journey. They're going to take you on a journey that they want you to see something, right? So it's a beautiful way to get real, real powerful visibility into like what's actually happening down in the deeper parts of your mind. Because usually we don't have that access. We don't have that visibility.
Right. Now, is there specific types of people that it really works well on? Do you have to go through certain types of traumatic events, or does it work well, you know, for anybody that has just any type of issues, or they feel like they're not feeling, you know, to their full potential and so forth?
Sure. So I wouldn't say that there's any particular traumas or any particular issues you need to be dealing with in order to go down that road. What I would say is, if you've hit a point where the normal techniques just are not getting you where you need to go, right? The normal therapy and the coaching and so forth and so on, those are all conscious mind strategies. Let's go ahead and understand things, create a new framework, find a new way to make decisions, find a new way to navigate the world. Once you've hit the wall on that, you're not making progress, you're not seeing the changes, you're not seeing the results, still dealing with all these issues, then that problem is not at a conscious level, it's at an unconscious level. There's something going on deeper in your mind that's driving all the stuff that's in your way.
Right.
The only two ways to get down there are psychedelics and hypnosis. That's it, right? So that's the point where you need to start looking at other alternatives to just your normal conscious frameworks.
And how does it exactly work?
Different for each substance. You know, it's very different from each substance. Dosing makes a big difference. Sometimes you're taking small amounts to kind of like open up the door and kind of get grease the skids. Sometimes you're on a really long journey. Like ayahuasca is like an 8 or 9 hour experience, just real heavy stuff.
Wow.
Ketamine can be an hour or two, depending upon kind of what you're doing with it. So every substance is different, you know, so that's really where you got to find yourself a really solid practitioner that knows what they're doing, that's got a good reputation, you know, that has a framework before and after, right?
Right.
Do some work to get you prepared, because it's going to be some heavy stuff. do some work afterwards, kind of understand and integrate those lessons you learn, right? So each one's going to be very different, right? And each one has a different purpose, like I said. So, you know, did some work with MDMA. That was a very powerful emotional opener for me. Some work with psilocybin really kind of cracked open some possibilities for me. You know, LSD gave me some really interesting insights. Played with ketamine a little bit. That was interesting as well. But every single one is going to take you on a different kind of journey. And so it's really kind of looking at what calls you, you know, right. Being called to do this sort of thing. Like there's an instinct or an interest you have, like, I kind of need to go down this road. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's what you really need to follow. Don't do it just because it's out there. Don't just because all do it because all your friends are, or because mm-hmm. it's popular. It's the right. wrong way to go about this. You need to be serious about taking these journeys. You need to be serious about doing this kind of work. And you need to find somebody who's good at what they do.
Now, what exactly drew you to wanting to try psychedelics? Is there a story behind that that drew you to, you know, having the interest, and did it help you?
Oh, absolutely. So 2019 was really the start of my like self-improvement healing journey, right? Been dealing with a bunch of stuff throughout my life. Turns out that I have autism and bipolar disorder, but I didn't find out until 2023, you know, diagnosed very late in life. And so I'm running up against like all these patterns of behavior, all these issues where I'm throwing myself under the bus, sacrificing myself for everybody else, not able to get what I want in life. Right. And that's just not working for me anymore, right? If I can't find a way to get what I need in life, this is not worth living anymore, and I'm done. So that really started me on a very heavy, very powerful journey. 2021 was when I really decided, like, okay, I am done messing around. I will do whatever the heck I need to get this stuff fixed. I don't care.
Yeah.
Right. So I went for everything. Was working with a group that was really talking about beliefs, restructuring mm-hmm. beliefs, getting down the subconscious, understanding what those filters are, and like getting clearing stuff out of the way. Been working with them for a few months. I said, hey, we got the retreat. It's like 3 days long.
Yeah.
Come, play with some medicines, and we got all these different facilitators there. It's a really cool experience. I'm like, well, sure. Let's roll. So I went out there, with this 3 day retreat, 2 days of work with psychedelics. First day I did MDMA, the second day I did MDMA and psilocybin. And it was an incredibly powerful experience for me. Absolutely incredible. Kind of hard to describe. Fundamentally though, it gave me the sense that I could actually have what I want in life, that life was worth actually worth living. I've actually got a tattoo on my chest. It says, I am alive. The date is July 29th, 2021. Because I finished up those 2 days, I'm sitting there kind of hanging on the couch. I'm like, wow, like life is amazing. I can't believe how you know, wonderful this is. I'm so excited about what I'm going to build. I'm so excited about bringing all this stuff into my life.
Yeah.
And it hit me. It's like, wait a second. That's the first time in my life I actually felt that way.
Yeah.
It's the first time in my life that I actually believed that life was worth living. I actually believed that it was possible to get what I wanted in life.
Yeah.
Right. Not that I had it. Mm-hmm. Not this would be easy, but it's like, it's actually possible. Like there's a way to get there.
Yeah.
And that was because of these experiences I had with these psychedelics, right? That's right. One of the most powerful things about them is they create new opportunities. Mm-hmm. They create new options for you.
Yeah.
They break all these old patterns and understandings of like why you are the way you are and how the world works.
Right.
Because it forces you to confront reality and life and yourself in a very different, very powerful way.
Yeah.
You know, and for that, man, it was a huge part of my journey, huge part of my journey. And I did different journeys from there on. Over the next probably 2 years, I did most of this different psychedelics. Never did ayahuasca or iboga. I did microdoses, but you know, never really did a big journey with those.
Yeah.
But every single time, powerful insights, you know, beautiful understandings of things, cranking up new opportunities. It was this huge, huge part of my journey. Absolutely.
I love it. I love how that helped you. Now, now when you go through the psychedelic process and you mm-hmm. do psychedelics, now is there a process that you have to go through? Like, is there a daily type of tools and strategies and things that you need to do in order to enhance your healing?
That's a really good question. Your practitioner is really the one that has to guide you through that, okay? Because each one is approaching it in a different way.
Okay.
Each one of them has a different framework they're using, right? Sometimes you have to do a lot of work beforehand to kind of prepare you for that journey.
Right.
Some are just like, oh, you just roll in and jump in the pond and we'll see what happens. Don't recommend those guys. A lot of times there's an integration period that happens afterwards. Like, okay, have this powerful experience, have this new understanding, have this new insight in what's going on and what's possible for you.
Right.
Now what? Now you have to figure out, okay, now how am I supposed to navigate the world in light of this experience, in light of these understandings, right? And that's a very important part of that process, is that integration piece. Sitting down, it's like, okay, what the heck happened? How do I understand things? How do I need to move the world, through the world in response, right?
Right.
And that's absolutely something where you're going to need to work with your practitioner. Like, okay, what's the process? What do we need to do? Whether it's journaling or, you know, group meetings or whatever that happens to be.
Yeah.
You need that kind of support for sure.
Now, when you're going through this and mm-hmm. you personally were going through it, was there mm-hmm. any type of healing process that your guide recommended to you that you were doing that helped you heal?
In a lot of ways, they talk about these psychedelics in terms of being medicine, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like allowing that medicine to do its work for you and to do right. its work on you. So it's not necessarily like, okay, go through and do this stuff. It's like, no, it's going to take you and you're going to go on a ride, mm-hmm. right? And it's going to take you on some kind of ride. You really don't have any choice about what that is. You know, you can kind of influence a bit with set and setting and attention, but fundamentally you're going to go where it takes you.
Yeah.
And the healing part of it is the understanding, the expansion, the experience, right?
Right.
Giving you this powerful new, like a North Star almost, right? Opening you to, it's like, oh, this is actually possible, right? Whenever I had that experience the first time, it's like, okay, great. Life was actually living. If this could be like this, like, yes, then I want this with this girl.
Yeah.
But the healing part is not necessarily about like getting rid of trauma and getting rid of these different stuff. It's like, okay, being able to see it, understand it, experience it in a different way. And that's what allows you to, you know, reframe it, reinterpret it, get past it, whatever you want to call that, right?
Right. So it's really finding yourself, finding out the flaws that are holding you back.
Yeah.
And be able to really, you know, get yourself over that hump and then really be able to move yeah. forward, you know, full speed ahead yeah. in a sense.
Yeah. Now,
a lot of people, you know, you have a lot of people when they think of psychedelics or they think of LSD or they think of all these things, mm-hmm. you know, that, you know, negative thoughts come into their head because, you know, they 100%. Go back to the 70s and da 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 and all the other good yep. stuff. And, you know, when you're doing psychedelics, can you explain like now it relaxes you and so you're connecting with your subconscious and mm-hmm. it's so when you connect with your subconscious, you're tapping into things that we normally don't tap into because we only use 10% of our brain, mm-hmm. you know, and the other stuff and the other part is stored in the back of the brain in the subconscious mm-hmm. that we don't, it's there, it's affecting us, but we don't acknowledge it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's making us to that point of level of calmness where we could actually go and our body can connect into the subconscious. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can explain it clearer to people and make people understand.
Yeah. It's not at all about relaxation. That's okay. not at all.
Okay.
Because fundamentally the substances are waking up that part of your mind and kind of like driving an experience from that space.
Mm-hmm.
It's like taking that subconscious and then pushing it into conscious awareness, right?
Okay.
And that's not necessarily a relaxing experience at all. In fact, it
right.
can be a pretty rough experience, like physically and emotionally and mentally, right?
Yeah.
Ayahuasca mm-hmm. journeys can be really rough, right?
Right.
If you haven't done a lot of work ahead of time, there's some heavy stuff that's going to come up. You're going to have to face it whether you really want to or not. That can be a very difficult process, right?
Right.
But the important thing is these substances are bringing stuff up into conscious awareness that's down there in a way that you can understand, experience, and integrate, right?
Right.
The beautiful part of it is the awareness of the patterns, the awareness of where things come up, the awareness of the stories that are holding you back,
yeah.
the awareness that there's new possibilities, the awareness that you're wrong about how you understood stuff.
Right.
Right. Because if you're moving through life, you got a certain story about the way you are and how you got there.
Yeah.
If it was correct, you'd be able to fix the stuff.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, if I know the actual truth, then I'd be able to fix the thing. So mm-hmm. something about our understanding fundamentally is wrong.
Right.
And getting down there is like, no, okay, here's what's actually happening.
Right.
Here's the pieces of the puzzle you didn't see. Here's why we're doing the things we're doing. Right.
Right.
And that awareness is the most valuable, most powerful thing about psychedelics. The difficulty in my perspective is once you're done with that journey, the doors are closed again. You don't have access to your subconscious mind again. Right. So all the work we're doing is conscious, like how do I navigate stuff in light of this? But it's really difficult to get back down there and play with those things directly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because again, you're going on whatever journey it wants to take you. So you don't necessarily get to go in and work on exactly what you want to.
Right.
And while you're on that ride, you don't have much control. It's really hard to make a lot of changes down there while you're in there. Right. Which is why I like doing kind of a combination of doing psychedelics and then doing hypnosis work.
Mm.
Because hypnosis as a tool is a tool that gives us direct access to your unconscious mind. That's what
right.
it's for.
Yes.
Right? It's not able to open that door and then I get to go down there and do the exploration and do the work and then come back. Right. So
right.
all the work is done before we come back to conscious awareness. Right. So there's this beautiful, like, kind of a back and forth you can do where you take the psychedelics, you go on this journey, you get this powerful awareness, you now understand what the actual game is you're playing, right? What the actual situation is. Like, okay, now that I understand, let me go ahead and use hypnosis to go down there, take care of it, fix it, whatever you want to call it, right? Actually do the work you need to do, the changes, right? So, and the other piece is, once you've done some psychedelics, fundamentally those parts of your mind are more accessible, right? That, you know, there's a certain flexibility you get whenever you've done these things in terms of like neuroplasticity and so forth and so on. And you also know how to surrender to an experience, how to go in and let a process happen to get something out on the other side, right? That's a very powerful ability that you gain on these things, is the ability to say, okay, I'm just going to allow a process to happen. I don't have to control it. I don't have to know where it's going. I just have to trust the process, right? And when you're working with hypnosis, that's an incredibly powerful way to approach it.
Now, if a person wants to really heal themselves and improve themselves, how frequently should they go through hypnosis, or how often should they, try psychedelics? Is it something that they decide on their own, or is it something that you really should do every so often?
Man, that's a really good question.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
I would never approach psychedelics or hypnosis on a schedule. Like, this is not a go in to see your therapist once a month kind of deal, right? It's very much a when you feel the need, when you feel you're at a point where you need to do that kind of thing, that's when you reach out and do the psychedelics, right? Psychedelics are not something to play with. Psychedelics are something to take very, very seriously, right? These are powerful substances. They really can take you for a ride. And if you're not careful, they can really mess you up. Right. They're not supposed to be playing with this stuff, right? That's why when in the 70s, people drop an acid all the time, just mess their lives up, right? You cannot treat these things casually. They're incredibly powerful tools. So when you're called, when you have that instinct, when you have that knowing, you're like, okay, now it's time. That's when you go ahead and drive down that road. In terms of hypnosis work, what problems are you facing? Right? Do you have a problem you're facing that keeps showing up? Awesome. Maybe some time to look at it, right? Because if you have a consistent pattern, if there's something showing up over and over again, there's a reason for it. Your mind is doing that for a purpose. It's trying, it's got an objective it's trying to accomplish, it's a problem it's trying to solve, and it knows exactly what that is. But you don't. Right? And so that's where we really need to be doing the hypnosis work to get open up the door. Okay, what's going on? Why is this happening? What are you trying to accomplish? And the important part about that is you know what the problem is. You see the pattern. You know what you're going after. Right? And that's when that kind of opening the door and going straight for that thing using hypnosis is a much more powerful, much more effective way to get that change. Right? Because you've got that sustained access. You can go exactly for what you want and fix it while you're down there. Right? Psychedelics are very much a I'm stuck, I don't know where to go. I'm stuck, I can't figure out where, you know, what's next, right? That's when you're like really breaking up one of the doors, really getting some deep understanding and really creating new possibilities, new avenues for you to explore, right? So it's very much a way to like break free when you're stuck, break through when you're confused, right? That's where, at least that's my opinion. That's what you want to be doing with those substances, in my opinion.
I know a lot of times people will prepare a while before they actually try psychedelics because it's so powerful that they have to prepare their mind, their body for this experience.
100%. 100%.
Now, have you felt that it made an extreme difference in your life?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I would not be where I'm at if I hadn't gone on those journeys and had those experiences, right? Like, you know, working with psilocybin and MDMA and LSD, that really opened up a lot of new possibilities in terms of being able to live, being able to enjoy life, being able to have the possibility of living a full life, right? I worked with DMT. That was an incredibly powerful experience on a spiritual level. Really gave me that powerful sense of faith. And really grounded me in knowing who and what I am.
Right.
Right. One of the things about psychedelics is that these different journeys can really connect you with that very deep, powerful sense of self.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Most of the time we're navigating the world of like, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a sports guy, I'm a military guy, I'm a hypnotist, I'm a father, I'm a dad, like whatever that happens to be.
Yeah.
And we can get very narrow in our idea of who and what we are.
Yeah.
And these experiences can really connect you with that much deeper, much bigger sense of who you are and what you are. And when you do that, you start losing a lot of the labels because they're not as useful anymore. They don't really describe who and what you are anymore. And that creates a lot of freedom for you to truly be who you really are.
I find with a lot of people, when, you know, we live in a society of labels, but once you start taking those labels off, like dad, you know, entrepreneur, you know, and you take all those labels and then you say, who are you? A lot of people will just look at you and stare at you because they don't know. They don't know who they are.
Exactly.
You know, they don't know who that person inside them really is. You know, they've lived a whole life, you know, with all this, these labels and what society expects of them, that they never took the time to really know themselves as a human and really understand who they really are.
Yeah. And if you kind of look at it from the perspective of as you're growing up, as you're developing, as you're growing through all these things, especially for, like, there is a portion of the population that actually got it right, that is actually healthy, that doesn't have to deal with stuff. They're never going down these roads because things are actually working for them.
Yeah.
But for the rest of us, you know, we're growing up in a situation where, like, we're not really allowed to be who we are.
Yeah.
Right? We can't be that. Like, it, we can't get what we need if we're being who we are, right?
Yeah.
And we're coming up with these ideas of, like, I'm not good enough. There's something wrong with me. I'm broken. I don't deserve. It's like, okay, well, if that's what I am, I can't be this.
Yeah.
I got to figure out who else to be.
Right.
Right. Who do I need to become in order to get what I want? Who do I need to become in order to be able to live my life? Which is why we start looking for those labels, why we start looking for these roadmaps, why we start looking for these societal norms, right?
Very.
So it says, oh, I do this, this, and this. I get the results. I get to be happy. Wonderful. And then you get there and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
You're still not happy. You're still not, right?
Right.
And fundamentally, it's because you're trying to be somebody other than actually who you are.
Yeah.
Because you can't accept the answers you're getting when you ask yourself who you are, right?
Right.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion, capital at risk.
So it's almost like we have to create a different identity because we don't like the one we have.
Yeah.
We can't own it. We can't acknowledge it. But that's what this whole healing process is all about. This is what our whole discovery process is about. It's like, okay, exactly what am I?
Yeah.
Right. Like, can I make peace with these parts of myself I don't like? Can I make peace with the parts of myself that I wish I wasn't? Right.
Yeah.
Can I understand why they were that way?
Right.
Can I understand why I was that way?
Right.
And if I can do all that, if I can integrate all that, if I can accept it, if I can understand it a different way, then it's okay to be who I really am. Mm-hmm. Right. But until you do that work, it's kind of not.
Yeah. That's so true. That is so true. Now, if someone was interested in doing psychedelics, you know, how would you guide them? Like, what steps would you tell them to do first, like from your own experience and knowledge?
I'm probably the wrong guy to ask because I'm a just jump right in kind of guy. right off the cliff. So that's not, I do not suggest that approach at all. That is the wrong way to go about things, right?
Yeah.
Fundamentally, if you're interested in psychedelics, look, the internet's a powerful place. All kinds of places on there to get different information on these different stuff. There's all these different psychedelic associations and societies that are doing like very structured work, you know, in terms of like research, in terms of legislation, in terms of advocacy, right? There's all kinds of different networks, pretty much every major city in the world that are doing this kind of stuff. Plug in.
Mm-hmm.
Start asking questions, right? Start looking around and saying, okay, what kind of results are people getting? What kind of experiences are people having, right?
Right.
Is this the kind of thing that I need, right?
Yes.
Because it's very easy to say, oh, everyone's doing ayahuasca. I should do an ayahuasca journey. Fly down to the Peru, have an ayahuasca journey, just wreck yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not the great approach.
Right.
You need to sit down and take the time to really explore what is this space?
Yes.
What's out there?
Mm-hmm.
What is possible for me, right?
Yes.
Part of the problem is everybody's got their favorite psychedelic. Everybody's
right.
got their favorite medicine. It's like, this
right.
is the cure. This is the way to go, right?
Yeah.
And even as hypnotists, I'm like, this is a tool we need to be using, right? It's true, right? Like we get kind of like, hey, this is a thing that helped me get to where I was. Everybody should be playing this game. And it's kind of hard to recognize, okay, step back. It's okay. Every problem has the right tool to solve it. What problem am I actually facing? Now that I know the problem I'm facing, great. What tool do I need to use to fix it? Right. And that's kind of an introspection thing you need to do as you start walking into the space and starting to explore. It's like, okay, what is it? What am I actually facing here? Like, what am I actually looking to get out of these experiences? Right. Because that's going to guide you to the kind of practitioners and the kind of medicines and the kind of setups and processes and such that are going to actually get you the results you're looking for.
I like that. Now, it seems like that psychedelics and then hypnosis could work hand in hand together, you know, and how is that so?
Well, number of different ways. Like I said, and originally, it's like, okay, you've got this high kind of process where you can like, do this discovery work with psychedelics, break things up and get some understanding, and follow it up with some hypnosis work to do the deeper subconscious work that you would need to do to change the things you need to change. That's step one. That's one way to go about it. And I found that to be incredibly effective. The other thing that we're starting to experiment with is using psychedelics and hypnosis at the same time. Not necessarily, okay, we're going to, right? But the tricky thing there, or the nuance there is, you're not taking a huge dose of psychedelics that's going to take you on its own journey, right? Because then you're trying to fight the medicine, trying to go to different directions, doesn't really get you anywhere, right? But there's some beautiful things you can do with combining like lighter doses of psychedelics with hypnosis. Because if all those are trying to open up the door to your subconscious mind, if all those are trying to make that connection, then that makes it easier to do the hypnosis work. It's more powerful, it's deeper, it's easier, we get more access to more things. And with some of them, like say ketamine, for example, there's a certain disassociation, right? So you can kind of stand back a little bit from this stuff that's kind of difficult, right? Which makes it easier to engage with, right? And easier to change. So there's a lot of really interesting things we're starting to play with in terms of combining those two modalities, in terms of what can we leverage before and after. A lot of possibilities we can explore.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Now, what are some of the services that you provide?
Sure. So I do very structured, very deep belief work. All right. Fundamentally, a lot of what we're looking at in the self-improvement healing space is like individual issues, individual problems, individual traumas, individual habits, right? Because that's the easiest to see. That's the easiest to access, the easiest to look at, right? I kind of take a bit of a different approach. I take a step back and kind of look at the big picture, right? Because a lot of this little stuff is just like a major theme showing up in a bunch of different ways. Like, I'm not good enough popping up in a million different ways. Okay. If that's the case, let's go ahead and look at this bigger construct. Kind of it's a right brain emotional construct, right? Because if this keeps showing up in all these different ways, if we fix that, then it stops showing up in all these different ways. So this idea that of I'm not good enough is kind of a meta narrative or a meta belief. So my work is focused on exploring those larger belief sets and that kind of like 30,000 foot view, looking at the forest rather than trees perspective. Very structured way, particular program. The goal is to get you a place where you have a fundamental belief set of there's nothing wrong with me and there never was. And there's nothing to heal and there never was. Good enough as I am, deserve whatever I choose, and I don't have to prove it to anybody, not even myself, right? A lot of times we talk about healing being a lifelong journey. In a lot of ways it is. Because there's all kinds of different stuff you got to fix, right? But part of the reason we're looking at that way is because we're looking at individuals, and we're not looking at those larger perspective, right? My feeling is there should be an end to the healing journey. There should be a point where you're fixed. There should be a point where you're healed. Otherwise, like you're kind of broken forever, and I hate that idea. That's not a reality I'm willing to live with. That's not an answer I'm willing to accept. And so, that's fundamentally what I'm trying to do is get people across that finish line, right? You've been on your healing journey. You understand things. You've got a pretty good idea of who you are. You're in a good place. Great. Let's get you over the finish line so you can stop doing this little stuff over and over again, playing whack-a-mole, right? All over, right? Because you kind of hit a point in a lot of ways where you just like kind of you hit the 20-yard line. You're sort of spinning your wheels, not really making a lot of progress, right? You're at that spot. Awesome. Let's go ahead and finish things up. We're just needing to take a different perspective, and things are going to be great.
I like that. I think it is important. We have to get to a point where we feel completely healed. And then if other things come our way, at least we have an understanding of how we got healed before. We could take those tools and techniques and hopefully apply them to whatever obstacles may have entered our life in our journey, and be able to just fix those and then move on. Fix those, move on. Because life is always a never-ending cycle of obstacles and surprises and so forth.
Absolutely.
But we can't get stuck in one problem and stay there our entire lives. We do have to get fully healed and then keep on chugging. And if something happens, then we just heal ourselves again and then move forward again. And I believe exactly like you do.
And in a lot of ways, from my perspective, once you're healed, you don't get wounded again. There's nothing to heal after that, right? Because you're actually moving from a perspective of, this isn't about me. I'm good. Right? I'm not broken. I'm fixed. This isn't about me. It's just challenges I'm facing in the world. That's how I'm moving through the world, right? It's what I'm trying to get in the world, right? And when you're looking at these different things, then it's like, okay, I'm not wounded. This isn't bothering. This isn't about me. It's just a challenge you're overcoming. It's just an obstacle you're overcoming, right? And that makes it so much easier to, like, okay, great. Don't have to do any work on myself. Just need to find a different approach.
And Denzel Washington will say that a lot too. He will say that a lot of times people, that what's wrong with me? Why did the person say that? And it's not you, it's them. The issue is lying within them. It's not you. And sometimes we have to, take a step back and think about that, because a lot of times it's like we immediately think it's us, or it's our fault, or we say I'm sorry before we even and we didn't even do anything wrong. It's just naturally
Exactly.
the way we were brought up, and sometimes we have to take a step back and say, you know what? It's not my problem. That's their
It's not.
problem. And be able to realize that, you don't have to run and say, I'm sorry when you did nothing wrong. You're
Exactly.
healed, you feel good about yourself, you know who you are. And if someone has an issue that they have to deal with, and you can't make them deal with it, it's up to them. It's their responsibility.
100%, 100%.
I love it. I love it. Now, where can people find you?
So my website is www.ryanthehypnotist.com. I offer free 45-minute consultations. We'll sit down, take a look at what's going on in your life, kind of see what those big patterns are, kind of give you an idea where this came from and why, so you can understand like what's been happening for you. We can talk about how to get you that place. Let's talk about nothing wrong with you, nothing to heal, good enough as you are. Don't have to prove it, right? I also have a book called Winner Peace, Winner Peace: How to End Inner Conflict and Make Success Inevitable. It'll actually kind of walk you through that same process I take my clients through of like, here's how your mind works. Here's how it understands emotions in a different way. Here's how to reframe some of those common beliefs we have about ourselves when we're growing up. And here's how to create that powerful, solid, self-driven self-esteem to where it's not dependent upon anything in the outside world anymore. You don't have to worry about that external validation because you've got the internal validation instead.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And where can people find your book?
It's on Amazon, all the different formats to include Audible.
Oh, awesome. And if people go to your website, will you have a link to
Yes, I
to
will.
the book? Wonderful. Wonderful. And tell everybody once again the title of the book so they remember.
Winner Peace: How to End Inner Conflict and Make Success Inevitable.
I love it. And tell everybody once again your website.
www.ryanthehypnotist.com.
I love it. This has been amazing, Ryan. I love when you come on this show. You're just a ball of knowledge and you are very inspirational. And you are right on the ball with your thoughts and the way you approach things in life. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing your knowledge with everybody. And this is a topic that a lot of people have a lot of interest in and have a lot of questions about. So I thank you so much for coming on the show and explaining it more thoroughly. And if anyone has any questions about psychedelics, please feel free to contact Ryan and ask him. And I'm sure, whatever he can do to help you or guide you to in the right direction, he definitely will. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this time.
Thank you for having me on. It was an honor as always.
Oh, thank you. You have a great day.
You do.